everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's It Like, where I talk with folks from all over the place about all different kinds of experiences and let them share what it's like to experience something through their eyes. As always, my little disclaimer, this is one person's story of one experience. Somebody else may have gone through something similar and had a very different story to tell, and that's okay. We're just getting one idea of what it might be like to do one specific thing. And so I'd like to go ahead and introduce our guest for the day. Thank you for joining us, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so in a sentence or two, go ahead and tell our listeners what's the experience you're going to be sharing with us today.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about what it's like to complete an Ironman triathlon.
Awesome. All right, so just for anybody who is out of the loop on this, what exactly does an Ironman triathlon consist of?
So it's a swim, bike, run, and it's 140.6 miles. So it's 2.4 mile swim, and then you get out, dry off, and then you go and you bike like 112 miles, I think, and then run a marathon.
Okay. So, and when did you decide you wanted to do this? What made you decide to make this happen?
I have always kind of been into running and stuff as just like a kind of escape thing, you know, just outside of like school. It's just like a nice time to just like be and no one can find you. And so like fitness has always been my thing, kind of. It's just like a fun hobby. And I would rotate between like lifting a lot, and then I get tired of that, and I'd go back to running a lot. And I was in like a lifting phase, and I kind of just got bored with it because it's like, I don't know, you can only do so much lifting. And I saw an ad on Instagram for like a half Ironman, and I was like, oh, that'll be fun. So I had like 6 months for my first like half Ironman, and I was like, I can do that. So I just like booked it, had to buy a bike, basically learn how to swim, like do all of the stuff. And then from there I did like two half Ironmans like 1 year, and then, you know, like did another one the next year. And then there's like a year-long gap. And so I was like, okay, well, if I have a year, I can do a full. So that's kind of how I ended up doing a full. So I was supposed to do two this year, but COVID kind of kicked that out. So I'm doing two next year. Kind of just keep pushing the like goalposts back.
Yeah. So are these competitions, are these triathlons held regularly in specific places, or is it kind of, is there like always a local group that's doing something like this? How do you get connected with making this like an official thing?
Yeah. So Ironman is like a, kind of like how rock and roll like has marathons. Ironman is like a brand of like races. And so they have their own like branded events. There's also like other non-Ironman branded, well, like 140.6 mile triathlons that aren't as like expensive, because Ironman can be kind of pricey to like sign up for. But Ironman has like different races that they have like usually annually at like certain places. So like certain states and cities will have usually like an Ironman like each year. So I live in Arizona, so I did the like half Ironman like Arizona like the first 2 years, and then I did the full in Arizona. But they kind of like have, I think it's just like they kind of get with the city officials or wherever, and they have their permits and all that kind of set up, so they'll like launch an event, and usually they'll just kind of keep it there for a little bit. But their Ironman as like the company has them like all over the world. So I was going to actually do one in Ireland this year and make it like a fun, like racecation, where I can like the first half of the trip was going to be like checking in and getting my bike ready and racing. And then the second half was going to be like exploring Ireland. Yeah. So 2021 is going to be so fun.
Yes. So you said it was a little pricey to register. How much does it cost, or how much has it cost you to register for an Ironman?
Like a half is like 300 something, a full is like over a grand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's like not a cheap endeavor. And then like your bike is a couple grand, and you know, like you gotta get a hotel because you gotta stay there for a few days. And so like the week can be a couple hundred, you know, a grand. And so it's like not a cheap hobby.
Yeah.
And then if you go to Ireland, like just the plane ticket was a lot. And then I had to, you know, ship my bike and like it was a lot of, so it's like, I don't have kids. So I say it's like my kids, you know?
Yeah.
like how people have college funds. I have like a race fund.
Yeah, no, I love that. So when you first decided you wanted to do this, you worked up to the half and then you went to the full. What were some of the things that you'd already been doing, you know, lifting and other kinds of, you know, you were clearly a very physical, active person before this. It wasn't like you went from zero to Ironman. So, but what were some of the things that you did have to work on the most to get yourself up to that point? What did you have to train in the most?
Biking and running took like a significantly more time. I'm like still a research person, like whenever I'm going to make a, you know, decision. So I kind of looked at the differences between like a half and a full, and everything said that like a half is like taking on a half, like a part-time job, and then doing a full, like training for a full, like hours wise, is the equivalent of taking on like a full-time job.
Wow.
So I think it was just really like mentally, physically draining for me because it's like peak, it's a lot. So like any training program, you kind of like build out, you have your like workouts throughout the week, which are usually pretty much the same. It's just like tempo workouts or whatever. So it's like 45 minutes to like 2 hours like a day, and then you have like a day off. And then weekends, like peak bike time for me was like 6 or 7 hours on the bike, and then you do what they call like a bike runoff. So once you finish the bike, you just like change your shoes and then go run for 45 minutes.
Yeah,
it's like a different muscles and kind of gets your body used to like what you're going to be doing in the race. And then like Sunday, I would go run like 3.5 hours. So it's like a big time commitment outside of work.
Yeah.
And I think that like I was vegan to start with for like a lot of it. Probably gonna get flagged for this, but I like towards the tail end, I like just wasn't eating enough like calories wise. And so I started getting like dizzy on the bike and stuff. And so like I was vegan up until like the tail end of like peak training. And I think for me, it was just like the realization of like my calorie needs weren't like, I'm just like, always been lazy with food. So it's just, there's such a, like a higher need for calorie intake when you're doing that. So I think those are the big stark contrasts, were just like the time commitment, like specifically around peak training and the like food needs.
Yeah. Okay. What did I guess I started that question and didn't know how I was actually going to say it. Were you sharing this goal with other people? Did anybody say, wow, that's a lot for you to do? Or was everybody like, yeah, you can totally do that. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, like my family knew, and then my friends all knew. And most people just like, are like, oh, Mike's crazy. Like you'll be fine. And like, some of my friends were like, I don't know how you're going to do this. You know what I mean? And they're like the naysayer kind of thing. But I feel like when you do something like that, there's going to be people who are like, you can't do it. Like that kind of thing. So you just like let it roll off, you know, because I feel like most people don't understand like the mentality.
Yeah.
And like that's totally fine. So it's just like, okay, thanks for being supportive, you know. Cool.
Okay. So yeah, tell me about like the first half marathon, sort of the or half triathlon, the first like the first step toward, oh yeah, I'm getting there. How did that go?
Oh my god. It's funny, like looking back and seeing just like the difference, like because I really hadn't ever swam at all for exercise until I think I just signed up for half iron and I was like, okay, now I need to like learn how to swim and like I need to buy a bike. Like growing up I had run and I had always been a runner, but that's like only one of the three things. So I was like, I thought it'd be interesting to learn the other two, but it didn't give like a ton of time, you know?
Yeah.
So my whole goal was to just like finish and stay alive. Because there's, and that's what I like about like endurance sports and stuff is it's kind of like a journey of like learning you and your body. Because it's like the first time, like I also had to learn about like nutrition and doing that while you're like running or biking. And that's super different to understand like how often you need like electrolytes or you should be taking the gels and like that kind of, and then like what you like and works with your body and doesn't make you feel sick and all that stuff. So my first one was like not so hot, but I like finished. I did like the breaststroke like the whole time. It's open water swim. And so it's like 1.2 miles. And I didn't have a wetsuit because I was like, I just don't think I had one. And so it's just like the ultimate noob experience. I think I just like had like a crazy long pace because I did the breaststroke doing my swim. And then biking, it was like, you know, pretty slow, but I finished. And then you finish with like a half marathon. And I hadn't trained with the bike runoffs. So I didn't realize how much that would impact me. So like mile like six or seven, maybe my hips like locked up.
Oh god.
So they were, it's just like almost like a muscle spasm, but it was just so tight.
Ooh.
So from like mile like six or seven, I like walk ran to like finish. But I finished and I was like, yay. So then like year two, my goal was like, I just want to like not stop running and be last year's time. And so I did that. So that was good. And then after that, it was like, okay. So like we did this, let's keep going.
Yeah. Okay. So like how far ahead of time did you register for these? Like if they're annual, you know, you can give yourself a deadline and say, by this time next year, I need to be ready to do this because I've spent this money on the registration. How far ahead of time did you do that?
So the first one, there was only like 6 month window. Okay. And then from there, it's kind of like once you finish or maybe once you register, Ironman puts you on an email list. And so it's like, okay. They have all this crazy like tiered registration and stuff. And I think you get like earlier access if you've finished before.
Okay.
So like after the first one, I got an email and it was like, register for Ironman Arizona 70.3. And I was like, okay. So I think that one, it was like a year ahead. And I like growing up, I always made my own training programs for like whatever. So this, I just kind of applied a lot of the same logic and basically just drop it in Excel. And it's like week one, week two. And I think I like had a full year training program for a half iron. So that's how I planned that out. And it was kind of like the same for the full. It's because they're around the same time they open registration up. So I think once I finished the second half, I got that email and I was like, if I have a year, like, and I've already done a half, like I can make it work, you know? So I made like a full, like Excel year long training program. And I had like every day of the year, like planned out.
Gosh. Yeah. So in prepping for that full and feeling like, okay, I know what I can do to make this work. What did you take from either the previous trainings or the actual, competing and running running and swimming and biking? What did you take from your experiences before to transition into the full?
I think each time it's like each race you learn something different to kind of like what you can improve upon. And so for me, like I'm not a strong swimmer because I had never done that beyond like swim classes at like the YMCA. Like I just never swam for like exercise until I started doing this. So for me, I was like, I wanted to get stronger at swimming. And the bike runoff, like that was like hard for me, just like the, your hips and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I made more of an emphasis on that after like the first time. So I think like the longer one, it was like, I just want to finish was kind of my goal. And then my takeaways were like from the other two races were to make sure I had like my bike runoffs kind of like as part of my longer workouts. And I try to also mix them in throughout the week. And then also to just like make sure I stay in the pool and practice sighting. That's like a really, cause it's all open water. So, and I live in Arizona, so there's not really a lot of lakes. So it's like a lot of training for open water swimming in a pool. And there's a lot of differences with that. So for me, it was like, I also was trying to figure out this year going into the full, like how to practice my spotting. Are you familiar with like open water swimming and all that stuff?
Only a little bit. So yeah, tell me a little bit about how that.
Okay, yeah, because like, so like if you like in a pool, it's so much easier to just kind of like, even if you're not like consciously doing it, like you see the line and you just kind of like go in a straight line, but there's nothing like that in open water and there's like a current. So like you might think, like I would think that I'm going, you know, straight and I'm looking good. And then you look up and you're like almost like turned around, or your face, you took a hard left and you're going like the complete wrong way. And like that kills your whole, like, you know, your time and stuff. And you waste a ton of energy. And it's also like really frustrating if you're swimming in the wrong direction. Yeah. So it was like things like that, that like I, you know, just training in a pool and like there's so much information about like triathlons and all that stuff and like training plans. And so for me, a big thing this year was like practicing my spotting. So that way come time I could like swim and not get lost, or, you know, so, and it was helpful. And then like after the full, like my bike time could have for sure been better. And I think one of my takeaways was like, I didn't do a ton of strength training. Cause I think that I'm one of those people who's just like, oh, I'm doing cardio and that's all I need to do. Mm-hmm. But like, had I done more strength training, I think I would have had more power on the bike and would have been able to go faster. So I just think each time you do something, there's like a little takeaway where you're like, that wasn't great, but I could have done this better. Or, you know, like trying not to, get too deep in that hole of like, what could I have done better? And, you know, enjoy that you finish. But there's always takeaways that you can try to apply to like next year's training. So yeah, that's what I've been trying to build into these next ones, is like keep that other stuff with like practicing my spotting and like those types of things, but then also, you know, incorporate strength training and that kind of thing.
So I'd like to talk a little bit about that first full. You know, you'd worked your way up to this and made all these changes and adjusted your training. So how confident were you feeling on the day?
Not at all. I was so anxious. I think I was shaking for like 2 days, just because I was like, it's like a lot to be like, okay, I'm gonna, and I always say it's like you're gonna be like, you know, going 140.6 miles with no engine or motor, you know. So it's like, and they have like a practice swim, so you can put your wetsuit on and you can kind of, it's like a really short swim, but you can go in like the little lake where we're going to swim and just like do like a little lap and just kind of like practice and get your feet wet kind of thing. And my practice swim was like terrible because I think, and the water was freezing. So yeah. And it was just like a different, because when you're in a pool, it's like, everything's fine. It's like pretty, pretty cool. But when you're like outside, I was like in a wetsuit and it was freezing and breathing can be harder. And so it was just like a really different experience. And I was like, oh no, this is going to be so bad. But like with that, there was like a lot of takeaways and like little tips and tricks and how to like kind of insulate your wetsuit and all of that stuff. So, you know, day of, I applied all that stuff and I actually was like really happy with the swim. But there's like, for me, the stress of the day is always like logistics, because there's so much that goes into this. And like Iron Man is like, it's expensive, but like, I think it's worth it, because like the organization is amazing, and they have so many like amazing volunteers that have been, they really like make the day so much easier for you, because it's super, it's like a logistics nightmare. Like you put, so like you swim and then you go to a transition area, like a tent.
Okay.
And you have like a race number drawn on your body with marker. And so they'll be like 92, and someone gets a bag with the number 92 on it. And you had like, you have to put all like your helmet, your sunglasses, sunblock, whatever you want to like do to get ready for the bike, like your socks and your biking shoes and stuff, like all of that has to go into a bag. And then you give them that bag in like the morning, and you do the same thing for all of your running gear. So like once you go biking, you come back, you like give them your helmet and your shoes and all of your stuff, and they put it in your bag for you. And then they give you this bag with like your running shoes and whatever you put in that bag. So for me, I'm just like, what if I forget socks? Or like, what if I forget sunblock? Or like, did I bring my good sunglasses or whatever? And I think that stuff makes me like, but I like did not sleep at all. I never sleep before a race. So
yeah. How many other people competed at that one? Like roughly? Like
was... I think there was like several thousand. So it was probably like 2,000 or 3,000 people, I think. So it was like pretty busy day. And you have to get there like super, super early, because I think they start at like 6, and then they like close certain areas and stuff. So it gets to a point where you're just kind of like standing in your wetsuit waiting to go in.
I would imagine that would be what they would have to do.
Okay.
So you were pretty happy with your swim time on the day. How did the other two parts go?
The bike was hard. It was basically uphill and like into the wind for a lot of it. And that was unexpected. But I was trying to just like not, because I feel like you're a long time and you can't listen to music or anything with triathlons usually. And Ironman, you know, for sure you can't. So it's like you are just like there with yourself, and then talking to other people that you kind of, but it's hard on the bike.
Yeah.
<you know? laughs> So yeah, it was like, it took a minute for me. I don't remember my time, to be honest, but it was, I think that was one of my lessons where I was like, had I, you know, lifted more, I could have, you know, more power. So it's like takeaways for next year. But I finished and I was like super happy once that was over. Because I was like, I'm going to die on this bike. No, I was kidding. But then my main goal, because it was like my first one, was to just like not stop. Because like a lot of people blow their legs on the bike, which means like you don't pace yourself well. So they'll like come out like really ready to go in the swim. Then they'll like go biking, and they'll like push as hard as they can for, you know, 112 miles or, and then they'll come back, finish, and then you essentially like run to the tent. It's like still a bit of a run, and then you change. And a lot of people at that point like screwed themselves over and they don't have enough left in the tank. So when you finish biking and then you go for the running part, a lot of people walk.
Okay.
And that like blows my mind, because like the amount of time it'll take you to like walk a marathon.
Yeah. That's a long day.
Yeah. It gives me anxiety, because I'm like, you're like, that's going to take like all day. So that was my biggie, was like, and I think that like, and I try to, one of those things to try to remind yourself is like everyone, and one of the reasons I like triathlon is like everyone has a sport. Like most people came in doing like one thing, like they were swimmers in high school or runners, or they were bikers, but most people didn't grow up being triathletes. Mm-hmm. So it's like everyone has like one area that they're like stronger than others in. And so for me, that was like running. So as people were passing me on the bike and stuff, I was just like, see you on the run, you know? Exactly.
Like ending on a strong note for you.
Yeah. And so like after the, you know, transition and all that stuff, I think I was just like happy to, because there's really strict like time cutoffs for like the bike. Mm-hmm. So if you aren't finished by a certain time, they just like kick you off the course and like you're, you get what they call it a DNF, like did not finish. And so I was like, please, like, don't let me get a DNF. Like that would be really sad after you train for like a whole year. So like I finished, and one of my friends, Mark and Rachel and their son, Elliot, they came to support me because my friend Rachel was like, who's coming with you? And I was like, no one. Like, I'm just gonna go alone and then go home, like go to my hotel room and probably pass out.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, someone like needs to support you. So like they were like nice enough to come, because it's like a big ask, you know. I think it was like 14 hours like racing actively, and then there's like all the padding around that, so it's like I can't hang, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so but they're like so sweet, because you have like a like an ankle monitor basically, and it tracks you, and there's like apps, and so they can follow along and know where to find you. Yeah. So after the bike, like after I finished, I got off, and my friend Mark was like, Mikey, you're doing it. And I was like, and I was like, thanks guys. And I think that really helped like push me to like motivate me.
Yeah,
it was like just what I needed, you know what I mean? Like I finished the bike and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna DNF whatever. And then I look up at Mark and Rachel, and then their son Elliot, who's like 6 or 7 at the time, he was like, Mikey. Oh. And so yeah, it was real cute. So we I like did the run, and I think that's the time where I made up more time from like other people. I mean, I wasn't like, you know, top of the pack or anything, but I was like basically running around people the whole time. And I think I kind of like ran up past all the people who passed me, and then I kind of hit a pack where I was like, everyone's kind of running at this point. So, I didn't stop, and that was like my biggest like first Ironman to myself. And then I have like basically I just want to keep, you know, beating myself and my time from here. So
do you happen to know percentage wise or have a guess as to how many people who finish versus begin this?
I had done the math afterwards, and it was really high. Like I think it was like 20-30% didn't finish, like so they probably just got kicked off the bike, because I think the bike got a lot of people because it was so windy. And there's like a Facebook group, like each Ironman event has a, like an official Facebook group and like a Facebook group that is like for people who are in the event. And so everyone on the group was like, how about that bike ride, you know? So I was like, oh, okay, it wasn't just me that was like not.
It wasn't just me not being ready for this. It was everyone
not having a good day. Yeah, it was really high though. I was looking at like my age group and stuff, and I think it's like DNS is like did not start. So it's like they registered, they just didn't show up. Mm-hmm. And then there's DNS, so you can kind of differentiate between what people in that ranking list like started versus didn't. And there's like a lot who started and didn't finish. I think it's pretty typical because it's so demanding.
Yeah, like I was that. That's a lot, but it feels about right for me. Like, that's a lot to commit to, and I'm not surprised if people are just like, I can't, or they don't make it in time.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a long. You're like, why am I doing this? You know.
Yeah, you talked about talking with people a little bit afterwards. Did you connect with people over this? Have you run into people who have done this multiple times? Is there like a community around this, or is it primarily a solo thing?
Yeah, so Ironman is kind of weird, because or triathlons in general, because they're it's kind of like a loner sport, because and this is what they always like everyone in like the community kind of says, is because it's like hard to find. I feel like if you're biking, like you guys can go for a bike ride, or if you're like running, you can do that. But it's like the training program is really weird, and everyone has like their own thing that they do.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't really like, they're in like tri clubs, like they do exist, but like my local tri club here, as I was getting into the full, they had like shut down because they're like, no one is coming. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. But so it's like people don't really like connect in like a let's train together kind of thing. Like my friend Mark.
So much at your own pace. Like it has
to be. Yeah. And it's like, you can't like train if you're going at someone else's pace, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like my friend Mark is like a runner and he also bikes, so we've gone on like some runs together, and like I did like a 50k, like an ultra, and so I trained with him for that because he's like a big trail runner. So you can like run with people, but I feel like with swimming and biking and even running, like a lot of times it's like really hard to find people to, and who are down to be like, oh no, today's like a bike day, you know what I mean? It's like everything's so regimented. But I connected a lot with the people on the course, and I think that's, and I think 2020 really showed me like the whole, you know, finding your why. Because I did like a self-supported ultra, which is just like me going out and running a 50k. And I was like, this isn't that fun, because it was just like me running loops on a trail and using my car as like an aid station. So every 10 miles, I could like refill and get some more electrolytes. And I was like, this isn't like exciting for me. And so I think like Ironman after the bike, like it's hard to talk to people during the bike, but on the run is really like, I think I was really low because it's like, our bodies are like pretty beat at this point, and like all I've had all day, because I can't eat at all, like before, or I'm not one of those people, so it's like literally all I've had all day is like electrolyte powder and goo and blocks, so like my stomach is full of like sugar and goo. And so I was like connecting a lot with the people on the course, and I think that helped me, and I think it helps them kind of like lift their spirits, you know. So I'd be like, yeah, you're doing great, as I was like running by someone, or, you know, like, we're going to be Ironman today. And I think just like that, there's like this really positive spirit in the sport. And that's what I really enjoy. It's like pushing yourself and doing something that you're like, and to like learn about your body and be healthy, but then to like work toward, have something to work towards, and then get to that event. And then you're surrounded by other people who are into like talking about like their nutrition plans and training programs and all that stuff, you know. So it's like finding your people, but like we kind of connect through like the Facebook groups, with like just different like where's a good place to eat tonight and stuff like that. And then I think like a lot of the connecting happens like on the run and that kind of thing. So
no, I think that makes total sense. All right, so you ended up with an extra amount of time to train because COVID changed everything this year. So what are you focusing on now? What are you working on to be able to do differently next time, next year?
So I've actually been like a lot calmer with training for the first time in forever. And I started a business at the beginning of this year, which is like a hard time to do that. It's like a marketing agency. And so I've been like, it's been kind of good because I've been able to focus on trying to do that while having like a normal full-time job. But 2020 start, or 2021 starts like race year and all that stuff. So I signed up for a 52 mile trail run to like kick the year off. So I think I've just been trying to like reevaluate my mindset over like, you know, going back to like the finding your why and all that stuff, and trying to like give me a healthier mental space for training and not just be like, you know, every day it's planned out and I have to do this, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just kind of like finding things that you find exciting in a way. And so I'm going to kick the year off with like a 52 miler and I'll probably chill on trail running for a minute. And then it's like Ireland and Arizona are at the end of the year. But I think my training program is just going to be a lot of what I've been doing and just incorporate a lot more strength training so I have power to push through, and then but try to like incorporate trail running and things like that just because it's more fun, even though it's like not, you know, road running and but I think just like adding variety would be helpful because you can get into this like monotonous wheel of training. So that's kind of my goal. And I do want to do like a 100-mile run at some point. Like, so I think 52 would be a cool mid-step.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of ties into to my last question here is, you know, you talked about you wanting to do, you have more of these planned and you want to continue improving yourself. Are there any other goals that are maybe something completely different? Like now I've finished this and I think this might be in a couple of years where what I want to do next, to continue challenging myself. So is there something else in the distance or is it like, nope, I'm just going to keep improving on this?
Yeah, I definitely love Ironman and triathlon. I do want to keep like that course.
Yeah.
I think it was this year. what a year, huh? the beginning of this year, like, so I did Ironman in November and then January, I did my first like ultra. So it's like a trail run. And it was like, apparently it's like a 50K, which apparently is like between 31 and 33 miles in an ultra. But the energy there was so different because Ironman is, it's very like, I get, and that's just like how I was raised where it's like road running and all that stuff. It's like, you know, your pace and how you feel and stuff. And so you run to kind of like how you feel, but also guided by your pace. And it's so different because you're like running up a mountain. And so it's like, you can't run the same pace obviously as when you're like on a flat like road. And so the 50K was cool because I like camped out with my friend Mark and then woke up, did like the 50K and I met like a lot of really cool people on the trail run. And that was so different from like even Ironman running because we were like, there's so few people that were doing it like to start with. And I think we just had like a long time to talk. And so there was this like lady who was behind me for a minute. We like met up at an aid station and she was behind me for like a little bit. And so we talked for like a couple miles and then she was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead of you, bye. And it was just like met up at the finish line. But we like connected on Facebook and then I connected with someone else. So I think like that community is more people centric in a way and it's more like laid back. And everyone was really nice and like talking the whole time. So it was such a different, cause I was like stressing about my pace and all that. People were like, chill. They're like, you can't, you know, go, you know, 7-something minutes a mile, like up a mountain. It's not how this works. So you're fine. And so they're like almost like coaching me while we were doing the race. But so I'm going to do like the 52 miler as like my next, you know, moving that goalpost up. And I'm going to like, it's the same thing. It's like a camp the night before, wake up and go running. And then this time there's like, you just like go back to your campsite and I can pass out. So I just like the like just chill grunginess of that in general, you know? And then I do think I still want to do a 100-miler at some point. Like, I think that would be, I think it's just figuring out nutrition and your feet. Cause like it really takes a toll on your feet. And like toenails and stuff. So figuring that out, but I do think that would be like a really fun goal. So
okay, all right, so as this podcast goes out, it's likely going to reach two different audiences. One who may either have done something like this or be interested in doing this, and others who will be like, no, that is never something I'm ever going to do. So what I'd love is for you to say something to each of these potential audiences. Maybe somebody who hears this and thinks, this is something I might be interested in, and what maybe advice or encouragement would you give to them? And then someone who's like, I have zero interest in this, what would be good for them to still know about it, even if they don't encounter it themselves?
Oh, okay. So if you're interested in it, I'd say just like start with like a sprint or Olympic or like a half Ironman and give yourself time to train for it. But it's super fun and it's definitely worth it. There's a lot of like online resources and Facebook groups that you can get connected and involved in, and they can help with like questions and things like that. And there's a lot of really good training programs that you can find through Ironman if you haven't made a training program before. So you can, Ironman like has the races, but they also have a bunch of like resources for training. So if it's something you're interested in, that can also be like a really good starting point for finding a training program. But doesn't have to be like couch to full Ironman. You can start with like a sprint and see how you feel about it and keep going up from there. And if you're not interested in it, which a lot of my friends are not interested in it, I always say that like everyone has their own like fitness journey and training goals and things like that. So like you don't have to want to do like, you know, an Ironman or an ultra or any of that stuff. Like maybe for you, you find joy in just going out for a run sometimes, or doing yoga, or Pilates, or Orange Theory, or like whatever that looks like. So I have like a lot of friends who are in Orange Theory, and that's where they like find their like joy in fitness. And if that's where you find it, then that's good. So it's like not for everyone, and that's okay. And if you like, but I think try to find something that does excite you and interest you.
Yeah, awesome. All right, was there anything that you wanted to make sure and talk about in this about this experience that we didn't get to yet?
I don't think so. I think that was like pretty comprehensive.
Awesome. Cool. I was like, I asked everything that I was like super intrigued by. So I just thought there wasn't anything that I missed that I didn't even know about. Okay. So as we wind things down, thank you so much, first of all, for coming on and sharing this with us. This is something that I have just no knowledge of. So this was really cool and really interesting and educational for me. So before we go, is there anything you'd like to plug for yourself? Social media, other projects of your own, anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I have a podcast. It's called Mr. Blackheart Podcast. It's basically just me talking about crazy things and having people on and talking. So there's that, Mr. Blackheart Podcast. And I'm on Instagram at TheMikeDoherty. And the podcast is Mr. Blackheart Podcast.
Awesome. And I will make sure and share that in the show description so people can find you. And if they want to hear more of you, they can check out your podcast.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, once again, thank you so much. And thank you so much for listening as well, everybody. And you can tune in again next week and you'll hear me talk to somebody else about some entirely different experience. And if you would like to be a guest on a future podcast, you can email me at whatsitlikethepodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at @podwhatsitlike, and you can fill out a guest form and I'll get in touch with you. I think everybody's got a story to share and I would love to hear yours. We'll see you all next week. Thank you.